3 weeks after flooding paralyzed a major Seattle sewage plant, a clearer picture of the damage is emerging. 88.5's Will James reports.
The West Point treatment plant in Seattle's Magnolia neighborhood has been around 50 years. But King County's wastewater director, Mark Isaacson, says the flooding that struck the plant on February 9th is the worst it's ever seen. He says his staff is trying to learn from catastrophes elsewhere.
Hurricane Sandy, I believe, is one that comes to mind. And we are doing some research on their recovery efforts and what it takes. I think Katrina, the same thing. Those kinds of events.
Isaacson spoke at a meeting of a King County Council committee. He frustrated some officials when he declined to estimate when the plant would be fully operational again. Right now, the wastewater it's discharging into Puget Sound is only partially treated. The problem started with an early morning power outage that crippled the pumps at West Point. It took just 10 minutes for sewage and rainwater to fill a mile of tunnels under the plant. Isaacson says hundreds of pumps, motors, lights, and electrical transformers need to be replaced, and an initial $25 million estimate for damages is likely to rise. Will James, 88.5 News.